Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Build, grow, and enjoy the BGE experience. BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. It is hump day, Wednesday, 11/12/2014. Can you believe 2015 is a little over a month away? It's amazing. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com at Calithia. Today's show is sponsored by AudibleTrial.com/BuildGrowAndEnjoy. Free Audible book 30-day trial, over 150 titles to choose from. Listen from any of your mobile devices, PC, or download as an MP3. There's a lot of options, especially in these times of technology. All the latest titles, audibletrial.com/BuildGrowEnjoy. Well, I am excited, excited, excited to have each and every one of you guys join me today. It's a lot going on, but definitely want to give you some inside information of, you know, what I just recently experienced and what's upcoming, give you some updates with the World AIDS Awareness Weekend, which is the global community project that is launching this year in Atlanta, Georgia for 2014. The World AIDS Awareness Project is pretty much, like I said, a global community outreach project that was created to create awareness for HIV and AIDS epidemic in areas that are in need of support. And right now, the Southeast region of the United States is hardest hit with, you know, a huge stigma that's taking place, and also just the epidemic as a whole. But before we get into that, I definitely just want to share my experience at the 2014 Del Mar Bing Crosby season opening in San Diego, California. It has kicked off, and we were on site. It was absolutely, 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 absolutely Hollywood vintage, one of my favorite eras of all time. We appreciate and thank the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club for having us and sharing this experience of their kickoff season. November the 7th, that was just this past Friday. The racing season is from November the 7th through the 30th, 2014. They have a lot that's actually going to be taking place, lots of events around this racing season. You can get a lot of this information on their website, dmtc.com. Let me see, some of my favorite parts. One, when I do attend the openings, one of my favorite things is to go into the ring. It's my new favorite thing, to go inside of the ring and just look at how beautiful the horses are and how they interact with their trainers and, you know, their rider. It's just really an amazing, amazing experience. And for some reason, I always end up or attracted to the number 8. Might need to bet on it, but it's just, you know, it's just really, really a wonderful experience. So we were inside the ring, of course, to share that experience as, you know, the jockeys and, you know, the owners and the horses themselves just kind of present themselves to the crowd. Also, you know, another favorite part is, of course, the hat contest and the costumes. I got to take a picture with two of my favorite divas. We took it back, or there were two ladies there that was, and they were dead on dressed like Lucille Ball and Marilyn Monroe. I mean, they were in character. I loved it. And, of course, you can see the pictures on BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. There were a lot of beautiful, beautiful costumes there with their, they had the contest. I'm not sure who won. I'm sure you can go to dmtc.com to see who won, because there's just so many costumes there. And then also, of course, they had the vintage cars that were presented. My favorite, actually, was two. They had a convertible Thunderbird. It was so beautiful, and it was red. So you can also see the pictures on that. But the one that really stood out to me and really took me back, they had a vintage Rolls Royce. I can only imagine what the cost of that car would be. But, I mean, they took it back. I got some shots inside of the Rolls Royce with the top hat, the gloves. I mean, this class, fast, beautiful. So it was just absolutely an amazing, amazing experience. We went around. We checked out some other areas of the races. It was really laid back compared to when we went for the summer. Summer was like party, but it was just really laid back, classy, relaxing. So if that's, you know, what you're into, that's what I would recommend for the fall season. If you're looking for the party, then definitely the summer season is for you. But looks like they have free and easy Fridays, November the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. You can get more information, like I said, at DMTC for that. Also look like they have beans, bubbles, and brunch. You can have, they have the day break at Del Mar, which is enjoying breakfast and watching like the morning workouts. I saw something there where there was the Reggae Festival, featuring Ira Nation. That's going to be on this Saturday, November the 15th. You can purchase tickets for the concert on their website, which is DMTC, for that concert that is up and coming. But overall, it was just experience, very classy, sassy, and of course with style. We look forward to attending the next opening of the season every year. If possible, we definitely show our support. We're all for it because it's just a wonderful experience of community and those that are just really into the sports of, you know, horse racing. I mean, it's a horse race track. So definitely an experience for those of you that are not in San Diego and would like to come and you missed the summer kickoff, definitely got the fall in November. So DMTC.com, I highly recommend you guys get out there and just experience it. Come into San Diego around this time. Go and enjoy it. Make some bets. Have some great food, mingle, check out the get involved with the contest. It's really, really an affair. So thank you for having us to the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, and we look forward, to joining you guys again in the near future. And that's DMTC.com. Well, as I was saying, with the World AIDS Awareness Weekend, the goal of this global community outreach project is to get 4,000 people tested for it, within the Southeast region for this year, with it being hosted in Atlanta, and just create that awareness in the Southeast region of the U.S. where right now HIV and AIDS, is hardest hit. There's a huge stigma going on with the shame, secrecy, and guilt. A lot of people don't know what their resources are, and a lot of people are not educated on it. A lot of people are just scared, they're ashamed. And, we really I'm excited to be a part of this project, to be able to share this and also create the awareness from us here at DGE Radio to those, in addition to the organizers, which is the Philanthropy Concierge, Shade of Join Me on the 3rd, so be sure to go back to our show listing, and I would recommend you to listen to that show so you can hear the purpose, the mission, the vision of the Philanthropy Concierge for this project, and also just learn more about the organization, about the company, and Shade of Prince herself. Yeah, it's really, really going to be amazing. 16 days away. It's going to be the weekend after Thanksgiving. So, everyone's off. Everyone's, with family. There's so many other, there's an event that it definitely has to be one to fit you, and each of them, you will have the opportunity to get tested. It's a 3-day event, the weekend prior, the weekend after Thanksgiving, and the weekend before World AIDS Day. so with that, it kicks off November the 28th, ending on December the 30th. And on the 28th, starting at 7 p.m. At the Georgia World Congress Center, Sydney Marcus Auditorium, it will be the World AIDS Awareness Concert, hosted by Rodney Perry. Many of you guys know him from the Monique, BET's Monique Show. And the headlining artist is the creators of the Nene Dance, which is a weird tune, Chris Scholar and Sean Hendricks will be performing. There will be organizations on site for those that are there. We recommend that you get tested. Also, there's going to be prizes. So when you get tested, you will get a ticket for an opportunity to win. You know, they're giving away iPads, iPhone 6. I'm not talking about nothing. You know, I'm talking about the good stuff. Cash prizes, $500. $1,000. And then also right now, get on over to the website too, worldaidsawarenessweekend.com. They can YouTube video that you can upload to the website, and you know, whatever you know you do to create that awareness, and you get out, share it. The person, the video with the most views will be announced at the concert and will be given a $2,000 cash prize for the awareness of their video with the most views. So there's still time for that YouTube contest. And in addition, for tickets to the concert, you can get on over to worldaidsawarenessweekend.com. And, of course, all this information is on billgrownandjoy.com and also leaf.com.hunt.com. So where we live in, but I'm just giving you all the options. Then on day two, from 9 to 4, the Health and Wellness Expo. Now, this is the mother load right here at the Georgia World Congress Center, Exhibit Hall 8. The expo is hosted by our favorite diva from Bravo, Married to Medicine, Dr. Jackie Walters, will be hosting the Health and Wellness Expo. At that time, you can come out and get tested. There's going to be counselors. There's going to be a kid zone. There's going to be, you know, you can get massages. There's going to be raw food and food demonstrations on healthy eating. And there's going to be vendors from all over the city, not vendors, organizations all over the city that are there to educate and provide the community of, you know, resources and just education on, you know, living a healthy and well life, which includes, you know, HIV and AIDS. There's going to be breakout sessions. There's also going to be a faith base, which is not open to the public, for those in the faith community to come together and speak on this matter that's taking place in the Southeast region of the U.S. So just come on out. It's the day after Black Friday. So, you know, in the most free with registration, which you can go to World AIDS Awareness Weekend. Register you and all 50 of your family members. Come on out. There's going to be celebrity guest appearances, and there are a lot of big things in work. Hopefully it can change out soon, but definitely that's the mother load, the Health and Wellness Expo, which is free to the public with registration. Then that evening from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Intercontinental Buckhead, hosted by Monica Pearson, will be the Red Ribbon Gala. And keynote speaking coming all the way from London, United Kingdom, is the world-renowned researcher Dr. Alan Stone of medical scientific advisory. Medical Scientific, I'm going to get this right, I always do the acronyms, but Medical Scientific Advisory Services, LTD. Dr. Stone is a world-renowned scientist, as I said, and he will be coming to keynote and speak on the eradicating of HIV and AIDS. So it's going to be a lot of VIP guests, gourmet meals, other speakers, and then kicking off or concluding the weekend will be a World AIDS Awareness VIP reception, wine tasting, brunch, which will be from 2 to 5 p.m. At the Sheraton Atlanta downtown. There'll be some food, there'll be some entertainment, and an opportunity for all of those, you know, to come gather and just speak on how everything, you know, is going to move forward now that this awareness has been created. So, you know, like I said, it's free health. There's going to be free health screenings, testing, counseling, resources. There's going to be giveaways, contests, entertainment, activities for kids, celebrity guests. There's just going to be a lot to do. This event is benefiting Anise Inc., which is an HIV, grassroots HIV and AIDS organization in Atlanta. Also STAND Inc., the National Congress of Black Women, NCBW, The Village, and some others will be announced. For more information, if you'd like to get involved, 844-200-WAAW, which is 9229, and then also, like I said, for just more detailed information, get on the World AIDS Awareness Weekend.com. Dr. Stone will be joining me here on VGE Radio tomorrow, live from London. Yes, he will be joining. So I'm looking forward to sharing what he has to say with each and every one of you guys. The National Congress of Black Women, they joined me yesterday. So be sure to go ahead and go back to our scheduling, you know, our replays, our archive shows, and listen in what they have to say coming out of the coming out of our nation's capital. Like I said, the organizer and the organizers of this event, the philanthropy concierge, Shada Prince, she joined me on November the 3rd. Definitely you want to hear the foundation of all of this by listening to her show. And then on Monday, November, I think that's the 17th, yes, I have Anise Inc., which is another benefiting organization that will be joining me here on VGE Radio and just kind of speak on, the importance, and what's going on, and the importance of people needing to know now more than ever, their statuses, getting tested, know your resources. You know, we cannot do this alone. We all have to do this as a collaborative. And that's pretty much what World AIDS Day's theme is about this year. It's about, partnership, coming together as one, as a collaborative. And that's pretty much what we have to do if we're going to make a difference in this area, to never let it get, this far and be this bad where, an epidemic is taking place for something to take place for a change. So the World AIDS Day theme for 2014 is Focus, Partner, Achieve an AIDS-Free Generation. So definitely worldaidsawareness.com, YouTube challenge. All ticketing information is on the website at worldaidsawarenessweekend.com. Of course, all of this information is also on our website, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Ticketing to the concert is a ticketed event. As I said, the expo is free to the public. The gala is a ticketed event, and also the reception, the VIP reception, is a ticketed event. So just great job again to the Philanthropy Concierge for really trailblazing and stepping up to the plate and being the first to do something like this, because there's nothing like its kind across the globe. Nothing, trust me, nothing can't be found. So this is really, really, life-changing. And I see you guys out there, you're receptive to it, and, I see your feedback. Keep sharing, keep letting people know, because that's how, the changes can be made. Speak, come forward, be involved, get involved. They're Helping Hands, the Philanthropy Concierge is looking for those that would like to be a part of this. Step forward, and that's worldaidsawareness.com. You can also follow them on Twitter. Follow the event on Twitter, and that's at @HaltHIVAIDS. Retweet the information. Social media is one of the most powerful. It is the most powerful resource we have in these times. And a simple retweet can support, something like this. So if you find there's so many things that's going on, and you can even go to us, Bill, Grow, and Enjoy, at BGE. _radio, and retweet a lot of the information that we're sharing on this project. Just share it out, just spread the word. That's, pretty much what the organizers are asking. You can also go to their website, their Facebook page, which is World AIDS Awareness Weekend, and like it, reshare on your Facebook page. So, you know, it's something as simple as that. You're doing your part, and social media is powerful in these times. Very, very much looking forward to that, and the change that this is going to, this project is bringing to the Southeast region and creating that global awareness to that targeted region. It's just such a blessing, just really, really excited for what's to come. So WorldAIDSAwarenessWeekend.com, register for the expo, come get tested, have some fun, bring the family, Georgia World Congress Center, Atlanta, holiday weekend fun with a purpose. And it's free, 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 WorldAIDSAwareness.com. BillGrumJoy.com for more information, and get on over to the Del Mar Thoroughbred website, and that's DMTC, for more information on the Bing Crosby season that's taking place right now. Great, 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 great job to the crew over there. You guys are always so fabulous, classy, sassy, and awesome. And just thank you for allowing us to be a part of what you have going on. Very, very much appreciated and grateful. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. Check us out on BillGrownAndJoy.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Calithia. I will talk to you tomorrow because I'm excited. I am excited to share Dr. Stone with you guys because this man is amazing. He is really, really going to share some insight from his expertise as a world-renowned, world-renowned HIV and AIDS researcher. You know, he's going to really share some insight with us tomorrow, and I'm grateful that he's joining us and grateful that he's, you know, coming in all the way from London into Atlanta to speak to all about the eradication of HIV and AIDS. So with that, everyone, I just want to say hope each and every one of you guys enjoyed your day off. I know you're back to work today, and you're probably like, bah, humbug. But hey, you know, just know it's a blessing to have, you know, the job, you know, have a job. You know, in these times, the market is getting a lot better. I see you guys out there. Holiday season is coming up. Thanksgiving's coming up. Make sure you guys are out there spending wisely. Don't go overboard. New Year is coming up, 2015. It's just, you know, I don't know where the time went, but it's gone. So we are going into a new year, and here at BGE, Bill Grown and Joy, and BGE Radio, BGE Television, and all that we have going on, we have some amazing, amazing things that are coming to support, you know, you. So just get on over to our website. You can follow us, read up on more information on us. All of it's there. Check out our global, you can check out our listeners map. You know, it's GPS track, so all those stars that you see on there are people from all over the globe that logged on, and bam, our GPS picked it up. So we're not going in there and adding them. No, that's not possible. It's GPS. Isn't technology amazing? But it's awesome because it can show, you know, the impact that, you know, is taking place with the BGE platform. And it encourages us to continue the work. So, you know, we really, really appreciate each of you guys, each show, everything that we do, because we can't do it without you. And today I'm going to leave you with an awesome, awesome, awesome quote. And that quote, I'm going to say, is going to be the most powerful leadership tool you can have is your own personal experience. And with that, as I always tell you guys, continue to build, grow, and enjoy.